From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live! And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
Taco Tuesday, that is very, very kind. And I think I speak for a lot of us when I say we're looking forward to a return to normal, which is like the way things were even 5 years ago, not so long ago. And in some ways, we are getting back to normal. For instance, after 3 consecutive years of going down, the number of shark attacks this year is up. There were 73 shark attacks in 2021, up from 57 in 2020. 11 of the attacks resulted in fatalities. 9 were classified as unprovoked. Which, what does that mean, unprovoked? The other 2 had it coming. The numbers were lower in 2020 because everybody was in quarantine. Nobody was at the beach, and sharks really attack people on the couch. But I have to say, I don't blame the sharks. We humans have never been more delicious. I mean, we've been eating inside for 3 years, curing in our own juices, developing pockets of fat like an expensive salami, and they're hungry. And we may be inside for even longer thanks to a new strain of COVID that has arrived in the United States from Great Britain. It's called Omicron BA2, as in you're not gonna be able to do anything fun for maybe another 8 months. COVID is now reinventing itself. It's like Madonna. Soon it'll have a British accent and be covered in henna tattoos. But here in LA County, they released the number of reported instances of COVID at various sites around town. So they were very specific. They cited 33 cases of COVID at the Beverly Hills Hotel, 23 at the Beverly Hilton. The Four Seasons had 78. Craig's Restaurant had 22. The Crypto.com Arena, where the Lakers and Clippers play, had 246. Erewhon, the natural foods market, had 66 cases. And if you live here, you know that makes sense. It's all those super healthy, unvaxxed yoga moms sucking up the COVID along with their kale chips and kombucha. It's the Hollywood Roosevelt, which is just down the block from us, had 20 cases. Trader Joe's had 114, Whole Foods 254, and there were some non-commercial spots. For instance, Kirstie Alley's Panic Room, 94. John Voight's Racquetball Court had 35. The backseat of the Uber Scott Baio drives had 47. And the BevMo by Rob Schneider's house, 119. You know those masks Joe Biden promised? Well, they're now available for pickup at pharmacies around the country. I guess you go in and say, I'd like a mask. And they go, well, you can't come in here without a mask. And I don't know what happens. But the masks come, they come with a QR code that gives instructions on how to put the masks on and take the masks off. And let me just say, with 100% certainty, there is not a single person in America who knows how to use a QR code but doesn't know how to put a mask on or take it off, especially off. This is interesting. Axios put out a list of the most talked about politicians online. These are people that get the most discussion. And you assume Trump would be number one, right? Not right. You know who's at the top is Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has the most social media interactions. I think it's because no one wants to interact with him in person, but this is the list. It's Ted Cruz at the top, followed by AOC, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Rashida Tlaib, Ron DeSantis, Nancy Pelosi, and then Donald Trump. Well, good thing Trump doesn't care about polls and ratings and publicity and stuff like that, because he's 6 spots behind Ted Cruz. He's 6 spots behind a snowman made of mayonnaise. And meanwhile, they seem to have run out of stuff to yell about over at Fox News. Laura Ingraham took a break from her usual venom last night to weigh in on comedy. Specifically, Laura wasn't too wild about Kate McKinnon's impression of her on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. And so she turned to an expert in the field for his thoughts.
But I don't talk like that, Governor, do I? Not quite.
No, you don't. And, you know, the interesting thing about it, Kate McKinnon is an incredibly talented, an amazing comedian and actress. I'll give her that. But I don't care how good the singer is, you got to give her a song. And the problem was the comedy writers who wrote that sketch just weren't on the game. Saturday Night Live could be funny, but it isn't.
And who better to critique the art of joke writing than the Trinity Broadcasting Network's most hilarious talk show host?
Anyway, Steve said he made the giant hairball for the love of his kids and future grandkids. So I guess now it's going to be a family heirloom.
There you go.
See what I did there?
I love that.
Yep.
Not just the joke, the delivery is great, too. It's really...
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.